Let's pick up the story of these two milk cows in 1 Samuel 6 and 7, walking into the town of Beth Shemesh. The men that were working in the fields, they look up and they see the Ark of the Covenant, and they begin rejoicing. And they have this impromptu, spontaneous worship service. They disassemble the cart in order to burn the wood, and they slaughter the cows for a sacrificial offering. And then they set the Ark of the Covenant and the box that had the golden tumors and rats in them, and set them, both of them, on a big rock. The Philistines see all of this go down, and then they go back to their homeland satisfied. In the meantime, God struck down 70 of the men of Beth Shemesh because they looked upon, or maybe better translated, gazed upon the ark. So what's going on here in Beth Shemesh? It seems like the people were really excited about the Ark of the Covenant coming back into the possession of the Israelites. It appears they wanted to worship the Lord. So why the heavy hand of God bearing down on them in this way? Well, first of all, do you remember what type of cows these were that were sacrificed? They were milk cows, which makes them female cows. But in Leviticus chapter 1, God clearly says, if his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish. It may be one thing for the Philistines not to know how to worship God, but the Levite tribe of the Kohathites, I mean, the book with the directions of how to worship God has your name in the title. Not only that, but they take of the Ark of the Covenant and they take it off the cart, and then they set it up beside the other box of golden tumors and rats for all to see. But this is another violation of God's holiness, because in Numbers chapter 4, we learn that the ark is not to be seen by anyone outside of the Aaronic priesthood. But here, the ark is set up for all to see in the unholy place of the presence of pagan offerings. And the men of Beth Shemesh just gawk at it, which leads to their destruction. Both groups, the Philistines and the Kohathites, recognize the power and the glory of the Lord. But both groups try and appease and honor God according to their whims and wishes. So here's the lessons. Reasonable recognition of the power of God combined with human attempts at the appeasement of God do not a worshiper make. As you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Mbugu Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Kimbugu.